You're tuned into Haze Evolution Podcast Station.
Shock the system.
I want to welcome you to the Haze Evolution Podcast. WWE today. Let's go ahead and let's get it. What's up, everybody, man? You're tuned into the Haze Evolution Podcast Station, man. I am your host, the phenomenal one, ATH the Great, man. And as y'all heard in the intro, we will be talking WWE, straight WWE here today for all you listeners, man. I want to thank everybody who has tuned into the other two podcasts. I'm sorry I haven't done a YouTube video for you guys. For the podcast itself. So the numbers on it is just not maybe where I want right now, but it's not you guys' fault. It's my fault. It's things that I have to do and things like that. But before we get started, man, I just want to share something with y'all, man, that we shared on Sunday. You might want, because I am doing this. This is Labor Day Monday. I know everybody, a lot of people probably was off today and things like that. But I just want to share something, man, with y'all. And it's kind of put me in a great spot, you know, in making me feel more motivating for what I'm doing here on the podcast, what myself and my brother are doing here on the podcast and just in life in general. And you know, we're going to come, you'll probably hear us say this quite a bit, and because I think it's just going to be a new saying, you know, for us as well. And, you know, of course, we're going to have these segments before these podcasts, or probably just have these podcasts where we talk about the things that we go through so far as dealing with business and things that we just have going on. But I really want all of you guys that are listening right now, if you don't listen to anything else that I say, or if you don't listen to anything else that's going to happen throughout this whole entire podcast that I'm going to talk about here today, just understand this. If you have a dream, if you have a goal to do something, do it. Do it and follow your gifts that has been given to you. Meaning, whatever it is that you are good at, follow that and chase that. And I say that because so many of us are so wanting to just chase money all the time. That's fine. Chase your money. Do whatever it is that you, whatever it is you want to do. But when you chase your gift that you have, the money and anything and everything that you want comes along with it. And you're loving doing what you do. So for me, I know that when it comes to this YouTube thing, these podcasts and things like that, amongst other things that I do, once this button stops and that y'all don't necessarily see or know, I know that I need to continue to chase my gift and the gifts that I have. I appreciate everyone that comes through and they listen and they show support. And things like that. I appreciate y'all a million. People who leave their comments on YouTube, or when we go away for a little while, they're checking up on us, wondering when we're coming back with something. So I just appreciate y'all. And I just want y'all to take that with y'all. If you don't listen to anything else that I say, if you think everything else that I'm going to say here today is total bullshit, I really want y'all to take that with y'all. So with that being said, let's go ahead and let's get into this WWE stuff. I am doing this Monday. It is 8 o'clock right now. Raw is happening. I did get to watch, a couple of minutes of it. Usually I DVR it and I go back and I watch it, because it's just sitting through it live. It's WWE and their product, man. You know, I don't want to sit here and go on the whole rant or anything like that, you know, cause it is some subjects that I want to turn around. I want to get to, just in the wrestling world, not just WWE, you know. So with that being said, I just want to start off and and say congratulations to Chris Jericho for becoming the first AEW champion. I know that a lot of folks, I think most people liked it, but I know it's probably some people that feel that he shouldn't have been the first champion and all that type of stuff or whatever the case may be. I'm not necessarily a big, huge Chris Jericho fan. My brother is. He always has been a big, huge Chris Jericho fan. But I do not take away from what Chris Jericho has done for the wrestling business and his accomplishments. He has succeeded pretty much everywhere that he's been. Not much so WCW, but he did his thing in WCW. But, of course, you know, in WWE and over in New Japan and things like that, and then now what he's doing now with AEW. So, you know, and the things that he does outside of wrestling, you know, with his band, Fozzy, his podcast is successful and things like that. So, you know, big ups to Chris Jericho. Big ups to AEW with, you know, they you know, I'm not, even when they announced it, and you can go back to the other podcasts, I never once or think now that these guys are competing with WWE or anything like that. WWE is WWE. I think they are giving us our alternative. I am excited about them coming on Wednesday in October on TNT. I'm going to talk about that a little something. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I will be tuning in. I will be supporting AEW, you know, just because it is an alternative. One of my top wrestlers is there in Jon Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose. So I will be there. He is my favorite on their roster. So I know he's out with the injury right now, but I'm hoping and praying that he's back before they start their TV, their live TV shows every week. So I haven't caught any of the pay-per-views that they have. A lot of times I don't even remember that they're coming on. So, I know once the TV show starts rolling and things like that, I'll be able to turn around and catch on to it and be able to catch it to be able to start following the way that I need to follow. So I'm very excited about that. And but once again, you know, big ups to Chris Jericho and his accomplishment of becoming the first ever AEW champion. Now let's get to some of this. I want to talk about the King of the Ring tournament. I want to talk about that first and foremost. We have had the King of the Ring tournament return, and we have had the King of the Ring go on for the past couple of weeks. And I'm just going to jump off the bridge and say it because I'm totally disappointed with the King of the Ring tournament. The King of the Ring tournament has been used to catapult a lot of guys now that are Hall of Famers, from Stone Cold, which is probably the most memorable King of the Ring winner, Bret Hart, Owen Hart, Booker T, folks like that that have participated and has won the King of the Ring tournament. And of course, you know, it went away for a while and all that stuff like that. So they bring it back. And my thing is that you have pretty much all of the favorites that pretty much everybody picked are no longer in the tournament no more. I think for the most part, most of us thought Drew McIntyre was going to win that tournament. I know I sort of on the last podcast went on a little bit of rant about Drew McIntyre. Why? Because I'm a huge fan of Drew McIntyre. And the booking with him and WWE is just horrendous. And I don't understand how you are booking this guy. And he's not at least going to the finals of the tournament. You have him lose to Ricochet. And I'm not taking anything away from Ricochet. Very talented guy. But there's no fucking way that he should be beating Drew McIntyre in the first round of a King of the Ring tournament. You had KO lose to Elias. And, you know, pretty much Shane McMahon's freaking interfering for him to, you know, for him to lose the match. Which, again, I think is total BS. I mean, if they're going to have their storyline, Why can't it be separated from the tournament? That's my thing. I just wish that it could have been somehow, some way, separate. Their storyline kept going separated from the tournament. Or if you wanted to have that happen, you could have had where Shane screwed him out of the finals, not the first round. They could have booked that better. Had him screw him out of the final round of the, you know, the take all win the King of the Ring tournament. Have Shane screw him then, not in the first round. That made absolutely no sense to me. I did not like that. I have been totally disappointed with the outcome of a lot of these matches. You know, I mean, the bracket wasn't really nothing too hot to scream about anyway. But it is what it is. From the looks of it right now, it looks like Baron Corbin is probably the guy that's going to win it. And I'm going to tell you guys, I've said this before, I am a Baron Corbin fan. I like Baron Corbin. I've always thought he was an awesome talent. Nigga can't talk for a worth of shit, but he's getting there. He's gotten better on the mic and things like that. We can't say he can't wrestle or anything like that. He's a real heel character. Like, people really don't like him. And, you know, and the thing about it is, I'm not, and I may be jumping off a bridge, but, I mean, the hate that people have or the heel heat that he gets sometimes reminds me of when Triple H was, you know, back in the Attitude Era and the heel heat that he would get. And nobody, they really didn't like Triple H. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing with Baron Corbin. And my thing with Triple H, as y'all guys know, that's my all-time favorite. But that's one of the main reasons I liked him, because he was really a fucking asshole, you know. And Baron Corbin gets those chants, and he's really a fucking asshole right now, you know what I'm saying, with his heel run. But, you know, it looks like he's going to win it in a way. I mean, I'm not even going to pick anybody else. I'm just going to see what the outcome is, because the person I'm just not that type of person. The person that I picked to win it is gone, and that's Drew McIntyre. So, you know, it is what it is. So it's going to be interesting to see. I know they have some matches that are going to be tonight on Raw. The semifinal matches with Samoa Joe, I think Ricochet. And for some reason, I think Ricochet is probably going to win it. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up going to the finals or something like that. I just got a feeling. So you have him buried, probably two, who can be two of your, not necessarily bury, but beat two of your, could be top heels in the company, and Drew McIntyre, and then he follows up and beats Samoa Joe. Makes absolutely no sense. But, you know, everybody has their own opinion, and I have mine, you know, so, you know, that is what it is. So, you know, I'm not looking forward to that whatsoever. I know you have on the SmackDown side, you have Ali. I'm trying to remember all this off the top of my head, because I really didn't write any notes today, guys. So I'm going off the top of my head. You have Ali going against Elias, we're going to have Elias pretty much dominate the match, and then somehow, some way, Ali will win. And then, you know, I think you have Chad Gable, which, look, man, I think we can all agree. Chad Gable is another guy that WWE is overlooking. The things that guy does in that ring is amazing. You know, and it's like they won't. I don't know if they're trying to find the right fit for him or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I somehow, some way, wish that they would have capitalized a little bit better on with him, because we know he can talk and we know he can wrestle. I wish they would have capitalized a little bit better with him while Kurt Angle was still there. Instead of using Jason Jordan, I wish they would have used Chad Gable, because where Chad Gable would probably be right now, Lord knows, with that sort of storyline, and him being utilized, I think that just would have been better for him. And I'm not saying that because we haven't seen Jason Jordan or anything like that. I think that's the way they should have went from the get-go. I've always felt that way. So, you know, it's going to be good to see what he can bring to the table and the things that he's going to do also as well in that that tournament match. But the two bottom brackets, I can't even think of who it is. That's how much I'm just like so turned off from this King of the Ring tournament. It's, you know, the note I did write for it right now is that it's mind blowing. You know, the whole tournament, it's almost a joke. And WWE got to do better, man, with this shit. So hopefully, you know, by next year or something like that, they can come back and do a better job with the King of the Ring tournament, because this ain't it. And, you know, I honestly think that it can be something where it's and then, too, where the fuck were the qualifying matches at? You know, it's like they just put together a whole bunch of motherfuckers and they made the tournament. Like, remember they used to have qualifying matches to get in the tournament and all that stuff like that? What happened to that? You know, so it was nothing to get excited about with this tournament whatsoever. It kind of just came out of the blue anyway. So I'm hoping that they do something a little bit better after this if they're going to continue to do this King of the Ring tournament. Because to be totally honest, they can make, with all these 40 million pay-per-views they have, they can actually have a King of the Ring tournament pay-per-view that you know, maybe, you know, it starts on Raw and SmackDown, and then, you know, you have your semifinals and your finals match, you know, at the actual pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? They have a pay-per-view for it. Or you have the whole freaking tournament that night. You know, that would be awesome. You know, because then you get to see the grind and you know, to see who can overcome wrestling two or three matches that night and all that type of stuff. There's so much you can do with it. You know, and then it doesn't interrupt a lot of these other storylines, because it's like it's too much already going on, then you have too much going on around the damn tournament itself. So, you know, I'm not feeling it. I don't like it. I'm hoping they change the format on it, but it's one of those things, you know, we'll see and we'll find out soon enough. But I'm just not a fan of this King of the Ring tournament whatsoever. So we're going to go ahead and pause and take our first break. I still got quite a bit of things to get to. I want to talk about all the moves on the networks with NXT coming on Wednesday, SmackDown coming on Fridays, as well as AEW coming on Wednesdays. The question is that a lot of wrestling? Is it a lot of wrestling for y'all? Is it a lot of wrestling for us to take in a week's time? Is it too much wrestling? I'm going to give my thoughts on it, so stay tuned. I'll be right back here with y'all. You're tuned in to the Hayes Evolution Podcast Station. You're rocking with the Hayes Evolution Podcast Station. Welcome back to the Hayes Evolution Podcast Station, man. We are talking WWE here today. Let's just go ahead and get on into this segment here. As we all know, that I'm going to take you guys down our week. Probably, let's say the latest mid-October-ish, all this should be pretty much in stone. We have Monday Night Raw. Looks like it's not going to be anything on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to have NXT that's going to be now 2 hours on the USA Network. And going up against AEW on Wednesdays. No wrestling on Thursdays, and then Friday we will have SmackDown. Is that too much wrestling? For me, no. I'm a wrestling fan, so I guess too much wrestling is never a thing for me. I'm going to be interested to see, especially on YouTube, to watch a lot of these guys talk about, well, review these shows. It's two guys that I really watch, one more than the other. I watch a lot of BC Amplified and JD from NYC. I watch both of those guys, not saying that I agree with everything that those guys say, but you know, they do make some valid points, and they do have their own opinions on things as well. Of course, you know, those guys do have a bigger platform than I do. BC, I think, you know, I've been doing YouTube. I was doing YouTube longer than him. I remember when he first started out, you know, way back in the day. So to watch him grow to what he has grown to now, it's been amazing. And I've been, you know, a part of it, you know, the Amplify unit since the beginning. But I really enjoy the guys' videos. I really enjoy JD's videos. You know, JD, yeah, he can get very opinionated, but I still like to watch his videos. You know, he has very good content in my book. So, you know, it's the other guys I don't too much really care for. They talk about CM Punk too much, all that type of stuff or whatever. So, but yeah, you know, is it too much wrestling? No, I think, you know, of course we all know Monday Night Raw, you know, it looks like they're stepping it up. So I'm hoping that they keep stepping it up. And you know, and then of course, you know, you're going to have, you know, leave it. And now, you know, to me, I think that it will be great because now they can leave a lot of cliffhangers. You know, bad enough, you know, already when things happen on Monday, you got to wait till the following Monday. But then if something happens good on SmackDown, now you got to wait all the way to the following Friday. You know what I'm saying? So that's almost nearly a whole week just to get back to SmackDown versus, you know, seeing it Tuesday, you know, on Tuesday nights. And, you know, you're able to just jump back over and, you know, or wait a night. So you kind of got to, you know, you get that anticipation build up to watch it at the end of the week. You know, for me, I watch other shows during the week. Thank God for DVR once again. But I watch different shows during the week. I watch The Blacklist. I don't know if any of you guys ever tuned in. That's like probably, besides wrestling, my favorite show on TV right now. James Spader. And a lot of, they're just awesome on that show. I watch, as well, I watch Greenleaf. I'm not sure. It's a show on the OWN network, which is Oprah's network. Very good show to watch as well. Queen of the South, which they just wrapped up their fourth season. I really like that show. That's another show that I watch. And that's pretty much it, besides wrestling. Those are probably the only three shows that I really watch. Each season that they're on, you know, that they're on TV, and watch every episode and things like that. So, you know, those are things I watch. So, you know, I think Greenleaf switching to like Tuesday. So now my Tuesdays will be open. So I'll be able to just focus and, you know, and watch that or whatever the case may be. And The Blacklist is coming on Thursdays. So each day I have something to watch. I like the fact of that, and it spread it out, you know, throughout the week. So pretty much every day I go home, I have something to watch on TV. So I like that. But still keeping it about wrestling. you know, Monday Night Raw is Monday Night Raw. We know what that is. I'm very excited Wednesdays. That's going to be a tough thing for wrestling fans because you got NXT, which you've really only been able to really watch on the network. So now you're going to be able to see it on TV. And I'm just hoping that they still deliver what they've been doing, but it goes to a bigger height. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that it becomes its own entity, to be totally honest with you. You know, with it going up against AEW, and you know they're going to have some good stuff on there. So it's going to be... You know, I'm not going to sit up here and say Monday Night Wars, Wednesday Night Wars, anything like that. I just think it's going to be two really very, very good wrestling products going on, you know, on Wednesdays. And I honestly feel Vince McMahon knew that he could not put SmackDown, especially not SmackDown, he couldn't switch that shit to Wednesday because AEW would have blew that shit out of the damn water. That's just me, period. Monday Night Raw may have had a chance, but you know what I'm saying? But we talking 2 hours. They may, you know, they would have, you know, would have got the ratings the last hour, of course, keeping it 3 hours. So they couldn't do that. So you put pretty much your most popular brand, within your company to go up against these guys, which is NXT. And it is. NXT is probably the most popular brand that WWE has right now. Well, I don't even really want to say that's my opinion. It's really almost fact, because most people are more tuned in to NXT and more enjoy those NXT shows and stuff like that than they do a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown. So that's why I said, you know, this was a good play by WWE to go up, you know, against AEW on those days. You know, because a lot of times, a lot of us, we can't. I know for me, I don't necessarily go and tune in on the network on, you know, only time I really, you know, fuck with that network is pay-per-views. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, if it's not nothing on, then I watch the 24s and things like that, you know, on there. But a lot of times I'm watching those, like, right after they show them, right after whatever pay-per-view they just showed. So I watch them then. So now, you know, with NXT moving to TV, it's going to be awesome, because we're going to actually get to see a lot of these guys on TV. You know, Undisputed Era, Velveteen Dream, you know, Shannon Baszler, you know, get to see a lot of them. Now, the question I do have is, though, does this limit now the call-ups? You know, does this mean that some of these people that are not getting used on the main roster go to NXT? You know, or do they do some type of switching around and all that type of stuff? Do you still have the call-ups, you know, from NXT to the main roster? Because now it's really no point to have call-ups anymore, in my opinion. If they're flourishing on NXT, they let them stay there. If some need to go back to NXT, you know, then they can go, or whatever the case may be. I still think you keep NXT as your developmental brand. You know, you don't, you know, not too many people that are not getting time on these other shows need to go to NXT. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think, you know, some of these people, they can't go to NXT because they never were a part of NXT, you know, or some of them, they just wouldn't look right going back to NXT. I couldn't see Bayley going back to NXT or anything like that. Now, somebody that may need to go back to NXT, you know, in the women's division, is Asuka. And it's not because she's not ready. It's not because she doesn't have the talent. It's not because of any of that. She needs to go back to NXT because that's just where they can utilize her the best. Because clearly they're not doing it on the main roster. And I'm an Asuka fan. So I'm one of those fans. I do not like what they are doing with her right now at all. So I think if you send her back to NXT while they're on, you know, 2 hours, then she can go back to being the dominant Asuka for a while that she was. You know, you got so many storylines that you can probably put in there. You know, people may be saying she can't cut it, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. And then, you know, of course I would want to see her flourish on the main roster, of course. But clearly that's not the direction they're going in. That's all I'm saying. Clearly, this is not the direction Vince and those guys are going in. So I'm just like, just put her back down to NXT, you know, and maybe she'll get a call up, go back down there, dominate for a little bit. Maybe she'll get a call up, go back up, and then it won't be the same. Some people may say Amber Moon, not just yet. I still think she has a lot to offer to that main roster. You know what I'm saying? And I think she can do some amazing things if they just give her the time of day. You know, and that's still yet to be seen. So I'm hoping that she eventually ends up getting the time of day so then she can flourish. You know what I mean? And, you know, it is a lot to say about that, you know, that whole women's division. Y'all guys know we talk about the women's division pretty much every freaking podcast we do. I don't necessarily talk about it a lot by myself because, you know, we start clowning and we have fun with it. So, right now, you know, that it's like that division is just circulated around Charlotte, Becky, Sasha's back, now. So it looks like, you know, they and clearly They cannot do anything that that girl doesn't want them to do. We know that. So she kind of got them by the nut sacks right now. So whatever the fuck Sasha wants is what she's going to get right now. So it's not going to be her going doing no job to nobody right now. She's clearly, you know, going to be there in the main title picture for a while now, which is great for, you know, which is great for me because I'm a Sasha Banks fan as well, too. But, you know, it kind of fucks it up for the Oscars, the Amber Moons, the Kairi Sane's and other women, Naomi, you know, which, you know, if y'all been following us, y'all guys know I love Naomi. So, you know, it's and she hadn't been on TV in Lord knows how long. It just that's just a side thought. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of going off subject and I apologize. But, you know, NXT being on Wednesday going up against AEW, I think that's going to be really good. You know, I don't know if I had to pick one to watch. To be totally honest, I probably would watch AEW more. And that's just because, you know, that's their whole overall product. So, you know, I would probably tune into that more versus watching NXT. You know, you can always, you know, it's things you can do with WWE to go back and catch what the hell happened on their shows. You know, AEW ain't there yet. So it's going to be interesting to see. I know NXT, they're getting started, I think, at the end of September. And then I think the first week in October, you have the first Wednesday in October, you're going to have AEW. So that's going to be an interesting week for all wrestling fans. And I think that same week, I'm not sure. I think it's that same week SmackDown goes to Friday. I'm not sure. Maybe later on in October. I'm not quite sure. But that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. SmackDown, I hope they just end up doing a whole new damn overhaul. Now I'm going to get on a little bit of a rant, maybe, because WWE has managed to just screw a whole bunch of things up with their roster. You got this fucking wild card rule. You got, you don't know who the fuck is on, who's on this show, who on that show. They show up on this show. They show up on that show. It's, the brand split's been dead. It's been dead for a very long time now. The wild card shit just kind of finished it off. Now, my thing is, if they're going to try to make this shit a brand split, which they need to do one or two things. First, and I'll say this first because this is very simple. Just kill it. Kill it when somebody shows up on Raw and you showing they SmackDown symbol as they're a part of SmackDown. Just kill it. Kill the brand split. Everybody shows up on both shows. Simple. Or if this is what you're going to continue to do to make it seem like there's a brand split, y'all need to do it how y'all used to do it. You already know the formula for it. You know, I understand that you have certain times where other people show up on the other show. Survivor Series, like around this time when you're going into Survivor Series or something, when you have that head-to-head competition, or every freaking once in a while or something like that. But not every damn week. You got somebody that's showing up from one show, showing up. I don't know who's a part of whatever show. I think, and honestly, as much as I like Becky Lynch, that whole her winning both the damn titles completely fucked that up. You know, you all this double champion on both fucking shows, all that type of shit, I don't want to see that no more neither. You know, if you're going to have your SmackDown roster, have your SmackDown roster. If you're going to have your Raw roster, have your Raw roster. You know, I would love to see like how they used to do it every single year after WrestleMania. They had the draft and, you know, which they still kind of do. But then like this year, we seen it where, and we know why they did it. You know what I mean? Like, let's not play stupid. We know why they did it. They did it for the fucking ratings. You know what I'm saying? But have the people stay on the damn show they're supposed to be on, period. And build the, you know, and build that shit up, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, because now you're really going to have to do it with SmackDown. And that's why I'm like, whatever the SmackDown superstars that you have, you need to have them, you know, be on that particular show. And that's the show that they stay on. I'm tired of seeing Roman Reigns on Raw. He seems like he's on Raw every week. So why is he's on both shows? You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about him, too, here in a minute as well, with something that I had seen online. But, you know, I'm tired of seeing him on both shows. It seems like Dolph Ziggler's on both shows. It seems like Becky's on both shows. You know, Seth is not that much on SmackDown, which is actually good. Braun Strowman, you don't see him really on both shows. But they have some certain people. And I know people gonna say, well, Roman's the top guy. Yeah, I get all that. Whatever. I get all that. If he's a SmackDown superstar, he needs to be on SmackDown. It's just really that simple to me. All this flip flopping and flim flamming and all this type of stuff, it really makes it watching the shit annoying. So I'm hoping that's something that they fix, and I'm hoping that it's something that they fix real soon. But that brand split, it's to me, it's like it's a simple solution to it. Either kill it or people stay on their show, especially what's going on now. I think most of us know that probably Brock Lesnar is going to SmackDown. He's going to be on Friday nights, which I think is awesome. That's why I'm glad Kofi's getting his run right now, because once Brock gets to SmackDown, we all know he's probably getting that belt probably real sooner than later. So I think, you know, I don't know. Hopefully, I think I mentioned this last time too. Hopefully Kofi gets over, you know, he gets over with this feud with Randy Orton. And then I'm pretty sure after that, then he's probably going to drop the shit to Brock. So that's what I'm thinking. But of course, we'll see. I'm assuming that, you know, what you have, Clash of Champions. And then after that, you're probably going to have Survivor Series. So maybe after Survivor Series, then he's going to drop it. And I do not want to see a fucking champion switch after we've been seeing this dude have this belt since WrestleMania. Please let Kofi go, the WWE champion. Please let him go into Survivor Series with the belt. I don't want to see again, because we all know it's head-to-head competition. In the past few years, they have had it to where the belt changes hands somehow, some way before Survivor Series. It's become a freaking trend. We had AJ Styles do it. Then we had Daniel Bryan do it. I don't want to see that shit again. Let Kofi go into it and face it. I'm assuming it's going to be Seth Rollins. You know, so let's see that match or whatever the case may be. And let's move it along. I don't want to see Brock go up against whoever, because that's all it's going to probably turn into is a Brock versus Seth Rollins again. We've already seen that. I don't want to see that no more. So I'm hoping that's the route that they go. But, you know, more importantly, I don't think that there's been, you know, it's not going to be a lot of wrestling. I'm hoping everybody takes the time to enjoy the stuff and things like that and not necessarily trash it so bad as we do. But, you know, some things, you know, it is what it is. And so I'm hoping everybody takes the time to enjoy that and things like that. Before I go ahead and end this segment, though, it's something that has been on my mind. And I think it's probably on everybody's mind. And I guess since I'm kind of, you know, ranting a little bit here, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to end the segment. And we're going to come back after that, and we're going to talk some Bray Wyatt, and we're going to talk some pushes that are going on in the WWE. And another thing I've seen online about Roman Reigns so far as being in the title picture. So make sure that you stay tuned. Make sure you don't go anywhere, because that is going to be an awesome segment. As well, if you are listening from San Antonio, Texas, or you're outside San Antonio and you happen to come into San Antonio, Texas, if you guys, no matter what type of hair it is you got, if you are interested and want to come get your hair cut, make sure you come over to Hayes Evolution Barbershop, 157 Schumacher Road, Suite 124. Make sure that you ask for Q the Barber. That is my brother. He is the owner of the shop. As well as you guys can always come and check out Haze Evolution Restoning Shop, where I do all of my work, where I make all the magic happen for all of the belts that you guys have seen me restone. And I have, you know, wrestling stuff in there that I, you know, it's also a wrestling shop. So, you know, there's shirts for sale, there's belts for sale, different type of wrestling products in there that are for sale. As well as I have shoes in there as well. Most of the latest, you know, Air Jordans. I have some older ones in there too that are up for sale as well. And as well, if you're listening and you're looking to purchase any belts right now, I have a Restone belt that I've done that is on offer up right now. So if you guys want to go and check that out, maybe interested in buying it, it is on offer up right now. So let's get into this little thing that I got with the people that are outside of the wrestling community. And things us as wrestling fans, what we need to start doing when we hear this. And that is, well, wrestling is fake. Bitch, we know that. Most of us that watch it know that. Well, it's scripted, it's premeditated. Yeah, we know. That makes me so, and probably most of us, it makes us so upset because they act like we stupid, like we don't know. But the funny thing is, you guys have your favorite shows. I just mentioned some of my favorite shows just a minute ago. So, I watch King Queen of the South, and they do a lot of shooting and all type of shit on there. So, does that mean the actor really freaking died? Or was it scripted, and was the killing fake? So, I don't understand where that comes from. People say that shit and they be so serious, like we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or we don't, like, yeah, we know it's scripted, we know it's fake, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, but then yet and still, Mr. Wrestling is so fake. I always tell people, if it's so fake, get your ass on top of your house and jump off and land on the concrete and see if you're still being one piece. And see if it hurts, or don't hurt for that matter. Until then, man, shut up, bruh. Talking to wrestling fans, like that shit ain't gonna, just because you say that, it's not gonna stop us from watching wrestling. We watch it for the same reason you watch The Walking Dead or whatever other show you watching. Entertainment. That's why we watch it. Now I get it. Some people take the shit way serious, but that's because they have a passion and a love for it. Just like me, I have a passion and a love for wrestling. So not too many people really fuck with me with that shit, because I'll straight tell them, and that's just how I am. I'll tell them, you know, hey man, going on with that shit. You know, some people, you know, oh man, you still watch that wrestling shit? Yeah, I still watch that wrestling shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just because, you know, you, some of you guys, you know, you just feel because, you know, you watch UFC or whatever the case may be or whatever. And like I've always said, in a couple of years, that shit gonna be scripted if it's not already scripted. You know what I'm saying? And I love UFC. I watch UFC myself. You know, Conor McGregor is probably my favorite UFC fighter. And I know people probably like, oh, well, you know, that's just common to say. Well, it's other guys I like too. Anthony Pettis. You know, Cain Velasquez, a couple other guys and girls. You know, I'm not going to say Ronda Rousey, but, you know, Sabord, I love her. Think she's the best female, you know, they talk about Ronda being the best woman, you know, the baddest woman on the planet. Now, I think that motherfucker is, my opinion. You know, even though I know she lost her, well, not her last fight, but the fight before. But let people, you know, my thing to wrestling fans, when people say that shit, man, don't let that stop you. Enjoy watching wrestling. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Because they sit up and they watch bullshit or whatever the case may be. Some of them play video games, nigga, and think they can really go, you know. some of y'all that say this shit, some of y'all, I'll use a game, for instance, since it's coming out this week, NBA 2K. I'll use that. I don't know how many people play that, whatever the case may be. I could use a shooting game too, but I don't really even want to do that because, but that happens. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have people that really play these games and then they think they can go out in the world and freaking just shoot up somebody and think they're going to spawn back. You know, but, you know, just like with the whole 2K thing, some of y'all are masters at this fucking game and you can't even play no goddamn basketball. Same thing even with Madden. Never played the game of football, but you good on the game. So how fake is your life from wrestling? So it just kills me with that, where people would be talking about that. But, you know, y'all guys talk about whatever it is y'all want. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of the ones that is so weak-minded to where I can't think for myself, you know, about, you know, this whole wrestling thing. You know, I love wrestling. You know, I love the WWE. I think I'm going to love AEW as well. And I love the wrestling business, period. So, yeah, I know, you know, I went off a little bit there, but, you know, I had seen something online with that, and I'll say what it was. I was seeing, it was AEW, and they were talking about the transgender guy that just won the women's title. And it was a whole bunch of people upset, you know, whatever the case may be. And I wasn't really tripping on the people talking about, you know, being upset about it. You know, it was more the comments of, well, you know, you guys know that wrestling is fake. What the fuck does that have to do with what they were talking about, what the whole post was about? Nothing. Not a damn thing. But then the funny thing about it is that it was posted in a wrestling group and you commented on it in a wrestling group. See, that's one thing I don't like neither. I don't like you undercover wrestling fans. I don't like you motherfuckers at all. Because y'all motherfuckers will sit up and bash wrestling and talk about wrestling and all that type of shit. But then you like it. You just as fake as the wrestling. That's why you, even like when I wear my wrestling shirts proudly. And, you know, some people, oh, man, you know, I don't wear them out in public. Why? Why not? Why not? Because you undercover. You know, I'm not saying put the shit on and wear it to work, even though I've worn my wrestling shirts to work, you know, and that's just because the field I worked in the dental field. I mean, not anymore. You know, now I wear what I want to wear. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I worked in the dental field. So I would wear my wrestling shirt, you know, because I didn't like having on my scrub top, you know, because I deal with patients all day and spit and blood and all kind of shit. So I never wanted to go and pick my kids up and have this shit all over me. You know what I'm saying? It's just interacting with people all day. So that's what it, that's, you know, but, you know, I'm going to get ready to end this segment. It's 30 minutes already, right at 30 minutes. So you guys stay tuned. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, pushes that are going on in the WWE right now. And then we're going to talk about a couple of things to come. So tune into the Haze Evolution podcast. I am your boy, man, the Phenomenal One, ATH the Great.
Yo, man, it's Q the Barber. And y'all tune into Haze Evolution's podcast. Keep on jamming, man, and keep it pushing. I know y'all having good days today because y'all know we stay on good, positive vibes. And y'all keep it moving and go make that bread, go make that money. And I know y'all done had y'all lunch breaks right now, so make sure y'all wash y'all hands before y'all go back into work, man. Holla.
Let's get into this last segment here, man. What's up with everybody? Thank everybody for if you have been listening the whole way through. I appreciate it. If you took a pause and came back, I appreciate it. If you're working out, listening to me talk, I appreciate it. Whatever it is that you're doing, man, I appreciate you, man, taking the time out to listen to the podcast. Again, I mean, with the podcast, man, you guys are welcome to leave. If you're listening on Anchor, or anything like that, you know, you guys are always welcome to leave messages, things that you want to hear us talk about, questions that you may have on, you know, anything, like I said, whether it's football related, WWE related, relationship related, whatever it is that you have, you're always welcome to leave a message on the podcast, or, you know, to, and then we'll get back to it, of course. As well, you're also welcome to donate if you want to donate. You don't have to. I'm not, you know, saying that people would have to or anything like that, but you're also welcome to donate to the podcast as well. You know, of course, anything that you guys donate, it will go toward the podcast. It will go toward growing the podcast. That's what it will be used for. I appreciate everyone who has started with me and my brother from the jump all the way back on YouTube and all the way here, even going with us right now as we're transferring a lot of our material to the podcast versus doing it on YouTube. I appreciate you guys understanding and things like that. We do have the NFL season coming up, which will be kicking off us here, what, this weekend? But our format's going to probably be a little different. We didn't give you a preview show. We're just going to kind of go straight into the season. And we're probably just going to talk about a lot of things from week to week from what we see. As well as probably pick the games as well, too. But, you know, those are going to be fun and entertaining as well. We got week one, of course, a lot of good games. A lot to be said about, you know, me and my brother's teams. We'll talk with y'all a little bit about, you know, us. You know, we got back into Madden this year after taking a couple of years off of the game. So, you know, we're actually having fun with it this year. It's actually a good game this year, which, I mean, you know, we kind of know. We've been playing it for years, so it's kind of, you know, the same old shit. But, you know, we just had to take a break from it. But we'll come back, you know, we'll update y'all on that, you know, as the NFL season go along and things like that. Of course, keep y'all up to date on things that we got going on, you know, here at our building and things like that. You know, so like I've always said, you guys, if you're listening anywhere else and if you're ever in the San Antonio area, San Antonio, Texas, that's all you have to do is hit one of us up or look us up. You know, and you're welcome to come by the shops. 157 Schumacher Road, Suite 124. We have a whole big lot here, so it's a lot to see. You know, from, you know, the shops to the daycare to the church. You know, we have different businesses out here, so it can sometimes get overwhelming. I will say that. Me and my brother, we will probably on our next podcast, we will do a segment. We're going to try to do either a segment or we're going to do a whole podcast just talking about business and running your own business and things to look for, especially when you're starting out. Because sometimes that's all it takes is for somebody to get started. But a lot of us don't get started because we kind of don't know. Number one, we don't have the faith. And we just afraid, you know, and don't know what to look for. Or, you know, a lot of folks think that once you start your own business, it's just supposed to take off from there, and don't know the struggles and the times you want to give up and the hardships and the time put in. That is very important, is the time put into entrepreneurship, because it's never ending. Days off, you fuck that, you don't get those, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know today was Labor Day, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I'm still here, you know, actually working, because I'm doing the podcast right now. So, you know, a lot of this stuff is still working for us. So, but we'll talk a little bit more in depth in that stuff, you know, on another podcast. Let's go ahead and get back into the WWE stuff here. So, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. I talked about him quite a bit on the last podcast, and talking about the you know, his SummerSlam debuted and things like that. But they're talking about already, man, pushing him to become Universal Champion. Honestly, I think this was the plan from the start, because I did see things like this already surfacing even before he came back or right when he came back. Personally, do I think it's a good idea? Hell yeah. I think that's the only way you can go with him right now. Clearly, Bray Wyatt is the hottest thing in wrestling right now, the best thing going. So why not go ahead and just put the rocket on his back and take it to another level? Does he actually need to become Universal Champion? Not necessarily, but you have to do... They should already have at least a plan for Bray Wyatt, a couple of plans for him between now and WrestleMania. I you know, the thing is, when I did do the last podcast, like, soon as I was done, then I seen a post talking about that, you know, The Fiend is going to be the one that's going to, or it's rumored that The Fiend is going to be the one to basically retire The Undertaker. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. But with all of that, there is no way that WWE better fuck that up. They cannot. It has to be done perfectly. The execution has to be done perfectly. No mistakes. Nobody gets hurt. The story has to be told great. Both performers have to bring their A game, which we already know that's going to happen. It has to be done perfectly. If you're not going to give us The Undertaker and Sting at all, and this is the plan, this is where y'all are going, it has to be done perfectly. So if they're going that route with The Undertaker, then there's no need to put the Universal Championship on Bray Wyatt right now, because I don't want to see him losing. Because if they somehow, some way, he gets the strap now, and then they're going to do this feud with The Undertaker. I mean, he's going to have to drop it, because, I mean, what? The Undertaker is going to defeat him at WrestleMania? I doubt it. So I don't necessarily want to see him get the Universal Championship right now, if that's the route they're going. Now, if they're not, and that's not necessarily the route they're going to do with him, which, I mean, I think I'm like any other fan when it comes to The Undertaker. You still want to see The Undertaker and Sting. That's like the dream match of dream matches. So, I mean, if The Undertaker had two more good years in him, yeah, I would want to see him and Sting maybe at the next WrestleMania, and then you have The Fiend, you know, whatever, go ahead and defeat him. But I think you got to strike while the iron's hot. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to do it now. You know, you have to set the story up right. You can actually start setting this story up at the Royal Rumble. Hell, you can actually start setting it up now. And the thing about it is, I think The Undertaker is supposed to be showing up on SmackDown. I don't know if it's this week or next week. I don't know. So that might be where they can already start setting it up. I know, too, they were talking about, well, Steve Austin is supposed to be showing up, and maybe The Fiend is going to attack Steve Austin. I don't want to see that shit. You know, Stone Cold is a badass, was never afraid of any fucking body, so what the hell is he going to do? The music, the lights, and all that shit starts happening, and then what, The Fiend's going to attack Stone Cold? The baddest asses. That wasn't even scared of The Fiend on back then. I don't, you know, I can see him doing it so far as trying to help Bray get over. I get it. I mean, he's already over. But, I mean, to help him get more steam over as a heel, if that's where they're going, I understand all that. But I just don't see the point of doing that. But if that's what they're going to do, then that's what they're going to do. But if you're going to put the Universal Championship on him, you know, right now or in the near future, he has to at least hold it for a while. You know, no short title run at all. So that's why I'm thinking, if they're going to do this Undertaker angle, they need to wait till sometime next year. And I think that they can do that and not necessarily put the belt on him. But I think WWE has already kind of leaked it. And I think The Fiend is going to be taking on whoever wins out of Seth and Braun Strowman at the next pay-per-view at Hell in a Cell. So, you know what? I forgot. We got that. I think earlier we was talking about the pay-per-views, and I forgot. We're going to have two, and then we're going to have Survivor Series. So I forgot we're going to have Hell in a Cell in October, and then we'll have Survivor Series in November. So excuse me on that. So, so Clash of Champions this month, Hell in a Cell next month, and then Survivor Series in November. So if it's going to be, and if The Fiend is going to be the one challenging for the title, I would rather see him against Seth, not Braun Strowman. I think we know that Seth is probably going to beat him. Unless, you know, and the thing is, too, before I left, I told you at the beginning of the podcast that I watched a couple of minutes of Raw. And AJ Styles came out. I don't know what happened. It's after. It's already almost 10. I have not watched Raw. So I don't know what happened with that. But I know AJ Styles came out, and I was really hoping that somehow, some way, this match was going to end up becoming a triple threat. I am a AJ Styles fan. I've told you guys this before. I'm not a fan of this heel run of his and with the OC. I don't really like the shit at all. And that's just because AJ Styles is a bigger superstar. That nigga cannot be a heel anymore. You can see him trying right now. You know what I'm saying? But it's, to me, it's not really working. AJ is he is now like a babyface character. They're going to cheer him either way it goes. So him as a heel, he can't do heel shit anymore. But, you know, so I stand behind that. So it's not really nothing. Well, if they do this or they do that. Nah, AJ Styles cannot be a heel anymore. He has to be a babyface. So maybe this is going to be his last heel run with the company once he's turned babyface, and that's pretty much it. Anytime his music hits, man, the crowd goes crazy. And even today, they were chanting AJ. You know what I'm saying? And he's supposed to be a heel. And he didn't even say anything, like, you know, to the crowd, like, hey, well, you know, shut up, or say, you know, anything to the crowd to, you know, to do the heel shit. So I don't necessarily think it's working. It's almost like, to me, like when The Rock tried to do his last heel run, the shit just didn't work. We love The Rock. People, and I'm not putting AJ Styles on The Rock status at all, neither. It's the same thing with Stone Cold. You know what I mean? Like, those guys could, I mean, yeah, they could have a heel run, but, I mean, who's really going to boo them? You know what I mean? So, AJ's one of those guys I just don't see I don't see that happening, but I was hoping that it turned into a triple threat. Maybe it did. I just haven't seen it yet. If you guys are already listening to this like Tuesday morning, understand that it is 9:47. I'm still at the shop. I have not been home to watch Raw. That's all I watched was like the first maybe 10 minutes, the first segment. That's all I watched. Talking about, you know, staying on track, still talking about The Fiend and him with the Universal title and him supposedly getting the title shot at Hell in a Cell. I think that's great. I'm hoping, like I said, I'm hoping that it's Seth and not Braun. I think it'll be an awesome match. If they're going to put the belt on him, then I guess he's going in. He'll be going into Survivor Series as a Universal Champion. I guess to face either Kofi or whoever's the champion, then Randy. I don't know. You can kind of see maybe, too, where if Randy does somehow have the belt right that time and it's going to be The Fiend versus Randy Orton, you know, he's kind of going down this path of getting revenge on everybody who's done something. So that makes for a good storyline, too. It's kind of like Bray Wyatt right now can do no wrong. They got so many things that are sitting right there in their lap with them. They can't screw this up. They can't screw this up. I did see something where they, too, talking about him, where he's like a combination of everything. The Undertaker, Kane, Finn Balor, the Demon, and Mankind. And I agree with that statement. I really do think that he just sat back and he put like a combination of all of them into one character, and you can't go wrong with that. And, you know, and that character specifically, nobody, it's almost, and y'all may disagree, but the Fiend, nobody else could pull this gimmick off but Bray Wyatt. It's almost like the nobody could pull the Undertaker gimmick off but the Undertaker, Mark Calloway. The same thing with Kane. I don't think anybody else could have pulled that gimmick off but Kane, Glenn Jacobs. No other people. But we're going to see what happens. It's very interesting to see. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen with this character, the Fiend character, and things like that. So things to come with that. I also wanted to talk about something else I seen. They're talking about Roman Reigns. And the question was asked, is it time to put Roman Reigns back in the title picture? And so now everybody wants to see Roman Reigns in the title picture. After all the bitching and moaning and complaining that y'all were doing to get him out of the title picture, now y'all ready for him to be back in the title picture. Oh, man, that's the one thing about wrestling fans, boy. Y'all can't make y'all mind up whatsoever. Me personally, it never really mattered to me whether Roman was in the title picture or if he wasn't. I like the storyline that they got going with him and Daniel Bryan right now. I think those guys are going to put on an awesome match whenever they do have one. I'm guessing it's going to probably be a Hell in a Cell. That's what I'm hoping for. But he's going to be back in the title picture before the end of the year. I more than guaranteed y'all that. So hopefully a lot of y'all are not bitching when he gets back in the title picture, because he will be back in the title picture after this feud with Daniel Bryan. Whoever the champion may be at that time, to be totally honest, I'm hoping that it's still Kofi or even Randy Orton. It's probably going to be Brock. I'm hoping it's not Brock, but it's probably going to be Brock, because I'm really tired of Seth and Brock, Seth and Roman. I want to see something else with Brock. I want to see Brock with in there with somebody else now, or not even Braun Strowman, because those seem to be the only three feuds that he's had. You know, besides him having his Survivor Series matches against the likes of, AJ Styles and then having one against Finn and stuff like that. And I don't even think that was at Survivor Series. I think that was at some other shit. But those are like the only two other people I've seen him really wrestle besides the other three I just mentioned, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. So I don't want to see that at all. So it's interesting because you don't know who's going to have these titles anymore. Like, usually it's kind of like, okay, you can already see who's next in line. You know, you kind of don't really know. You know, are they going to pull the plug and pull the trigger and put it on fucking Braun at Clash of Champions? He ain't beating Seth. That's not happening. Some other shit's going to happen. Probably, to be totally honest, I really think the finish in that match is going to be the Fiend interfering in the match. That's what I think. And then it's going to end up being a triple threat at Hell in a Cell. That's what I'm saying. Book that shit. That's what I think that's going to happen. So I don't even think it's going to be a clear winner at that. So y'all don't be mad if it's not a clear winner. Braun's not walking out with that belt. If he do, I'll actually be shocked. But I think they're setting up for a bigger thing, and I think that it's going to end up being a triple threat at Hell in a Cell with those three guys, those three individuals. My opinion. I think Roman will have a match with Daniel Bryan there. I think Kofi and Randy, their feud ends at Hell in a Cell. I just want to see Kofi get a clean W, so I can probably see him getting it at Clash of Champions, and then probably dropping it after that at Hell in a Cell to Randy Orton. And then, you know, you go from there. Maybe, you know, like I said, Brock and Randy, they get into a feud or something like that. But that's what I see happening. But it would be nice to see Kofi hold the belt all the way to Survivor Series, even a little bit after that. So maybe him even winning that Clash of Champions and winning in Hell in a Cell. I think that'll do wonders for him. He goes into Survivor Series against whoever the champion is at that time. I don't know. I'm guessing if it's going to be The Fiend, then it's going to be him. If it's still going to be Seth, then it's going to be Seth. But, you know, they have the match, and then that's that. I think it's probably time for both of them to get out of the title picture, you know, for a minute, or drop the titles that they have. Because I still, you know, as an AJ Styles fan, I still want to see AJ with the Universal Championship, but I don't think that shit's going to happen. Unless he stays on Raw for another year, I don't see that happening. Actually, honestly, I think AJ Styles probably going to end up going back to fucking SmackDown next year. I'm hoping that's what happens. So we'll see how that goes. But Roman in the title picture, he'll be there by the end of the year. For all of y'all probably wondering, he'll be there by the end of the year. I'm more than guaranteeing you that. So we'll see. And I think that'll make for good TV, especially, you know, and if you're going to do like a Roman and Brock shit on SmackDown, you got to throw Randy in there. It got to be some type of, you know, one triple threat or some shit. I just don't want to see Roman Reigns against Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship. I just don't want to see that shit. I've already seen it like so many times, so I don't want to see it again. So I'm hoping that's the route that they go. But a lot of things, you know, we discussed today. There's a lot of things that have happened. We're pretty much now in the stretch of the wrestling for the year. Like I said, you know, you got Clash of Champions, you got Hell in a Cell, and then you got Survivor Series, and then you got TLC. And then after that, you know, January comes around. And now we're talking WrestleMania season already again. And, you know, kicking it off with the Royal Rumble. That's going to be in Houston. So hopefully there, you know, that is what I'm planning to do for my birthday next year, is to go, because the Royal Rumble is one of my favorite events. It's on the weekend of my birthday. So we're probably going to Houston to actually watch it. I've been to one Royal Rumble here in San Antonio when they had it the last time. So hopefully, you know, we're going to go up to Houston and have a good time there at that Royal Rumble. It's going to kind of suck because, you know, we usually have watch parties as well. You know, this was our first year doing it. We had one for the Royal Rumble last year, which turned out awesome. We had another one for WrestleMania, which turned out even better. We didn't do one for SummerSlam, but we're going to make it up for Survivor Series. So, again, y'all guys will hear about that, the watch party, that we're going to have in November. So it'll probably be slamming just like the other two. We had a real good time. So, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close it out. I thank everyone for sticking and listening, and things like that. I'll be back next week. And we'll probably be talking some NFL stuff next week. Go ahead and get that carpet rolled out. So stay tuned. We probably can knock out an NFL podcast on Friday. That's my thing. I'm hoping that it's up. It will be up before Sunday, where we already have that first week out of the way, even though I know the season starts actually on Thursday. So I'm hoping maybe Friday we can go ahead and get it up, or maybe if we get some time, you know, during the week, because, you know, luckily today we got a holiday, but, you know, tomorrow it's like, you know, ground to the feet and we're running, you know, pretty much the whole week. So hopefully we can find time to get this NFL podcast up. If not, then I will have it up on Sunday. And we'll just be chopping it up, probably talking about different things on that and things like that. So I'm hoping everybody is going to be able to enjoy Clash of Champions. I will be back with y'all guys, of course, before all of the TV stuff hits, and we'll talk some different subjects. I'm going to go home and try to watch this Raw. Hopefully these King of the Ring semifinal matches were something to look at, but I doubt it. Like I said, I think this whole tournament is just a bust. They need to revamp it and get it back to what it once was. You know, that's my thing. I'm not one of these guys that's like, oh, man, everything has to be attitude era-ish. But God damn it, you got to make it better than what you got it. And that's just my opinion. So I'm going to end it on that note, man. It's your boy, man, the phenomenal one, ATH the Great, man. And I'm out. Peace. Run it back.